It is more blessed to give than to receive. Recently, some children put these words to the test in something of a social experiment called the Other Christmas Gift. You see, these researchers isolated children in a room and gave them a choice. On one hand, they could choose a gift for themselves, something that they really wanted. But on the other hand, they could choose a gift for someone in their family, maybe their parent or a sibling, and it was something that person really wanted. And so you can see from the picture that this caused great stress, this big dilemma in the minds of these children. What would they do? Would they choose a gift for themselves, something they really wanted, or would they choose to give that gift away to a parent? What would you do? What would you have done when you were 10 years old? You might be surprised to know that over 80% of the children actually chose to forego the gift for themselves and give something to their parent. That's kind of surprising, isn't it? Over 80%. I guess the other 20%, they will get coal in their stocking this year, and they'll probably be our bosses someday. I don't know how that works. 80%. One of the kids said, "My mom really wants this ring. She's never really had a ring before." Another kid said, "If I have to choose between Legos and family, it's no choice at all. Family is so much more important than Legos." Now, that's a hard choice for a lot of kids. You know, that is a choice that we make every day, isn't it? It's a choice we make every day. Are we going to fulfill self? Are we going to go after what we want? Are we going to pursue our desires and use the world around us and maybe the people around us and the circumstances around us to get what we want? Or are we going to yield? Are we going to give that up? Are we going to make sure that other people are blessed, that other people's needs are met? Every day we are confronted with choices. In virtually every situation in life, am I going to pursue me, or am I going to give it away? Am I going to bless others? It's the same choice the Son of God faced. He was confronted with this choice. On one hand was the glory of heaven, living in and with God the Father, communing together in deep fellowship, shielded from the deficiencies and the darkness of a broken world. That was on one hand. On the other hand was earth, humanity, becoming flesh and blood, walking among the people that would ultimately reject him, hurt him, kill him.